O God, our Father, how we bless and thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在天上的父啊，我们的神啊，所以我们非常的赞美你，我们这样的如此赞美你，为了您的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
He is your perfect expression.
他是您的完美的表现。
And we thank you for your communication to us in the person of our Savior, the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢您呢，就通过我们的救主，我们的主耶稣基督呢，和我们之间沟通。
We thank you that, Lord, we have received that all-important message.
因为我们也感谢您呢，我们也收到了那些所有的重要的信息。
For everyone that has received that message has received the messenger of that message, our Lord Jesus.
对每个收到那样的信息的人来说呢，都是亲自收到了那个，也接受了那个信使，我们的主耶稣基督。
Father, tonight, as our brother opens the scriptures to us and brings before us much of what our Lord Jesus has blessed us with, we pray, Lord, that you'd be to him everything that he needs.
今天呢，晚上呢，当我们的弟兄约根跟我们那个讲道的时候，那其实呢，我们就祷告，就是说，那您的所有的信息呢，都是从那个我们的主耶稣基督那边来的，也求您呢，赐福给我们的这个约根弟兄。
And Father, we pray for Lucinda, Lord. Her lost phone, Lord, we pray that it might turn up. Some honest person might pick it up and return it to the lost and found.
这个里面呢，我们父啊，我们要为我们的那个卢森达姐妹祷告，因为她的那个手机丢了，所以呢，那我们就祷告，就是说呢，她那个手机呢，能够被一个诚实的一个好心的人捡到，并且呢，归还到失物找你中心去。
Lord, you know where it is and how to get it back to her.
地主啊，您知道他的手机在哪里，也知道怎样把那个手机还给他。
And now, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit, through our brother, might glorify our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们也祷告，通过您的圣灵呢，我们的那个弟兄呢，能够把荣耀带给我们的主耶稣基督。
And Lord, we would also pray for those that are not well.
所以呢，主啊，我们也为那些生病的人祷告。
I think of Yan Ling, Lord, who is normally with us on a Friday night. Lord, we pray that you'd put your healing hand upon her and restore her quickly to health.
所以这个主啊，我们也想到呢，我们的燕妮姐妹，她今天呢，通常呢，事情就不可以来，今天没有来，所以呢，我们祈求您的那个治愈的手放在她身上，让她很快的恢复健康。
We pray for our brother Harold Summers, Lord, who is often with us here and is now at home recovering.
也为我们的Harold弟兄祷告，他也通常呢是在这个地时候来到我们现场，但是他现在呢却在家里。
And Lord, for others that are battling viruses and various illnesses, Lord, we pray to restore them all. We pray by your blessing.
因为主要对其他的那些所有的人呢，他们都被那个病毒呢，还有什么其他的感染了以后呢，也求你赐福给他们所有的人，治愈他们所有的人。
So Lord, now give us listening ears, we pray, as we open the Word of God.
所以主要现在给我们一个能听的耳朵，当我们打开神的话的时候。
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
I might just introduce Roy by. I don't think I introduced you. We have a new translator this evening. We're thankful that Roy has been gracious enough to fill in for Yan Ling while she is recovering from her illness.
这个呢，我认为呢，我跟大家应该介绍个Roy。Roy呢，他现在呢就是今天的我们的翻译，因为现在呢燕玲呢她生病了，所以呢，Roy现在替代一下。Thank
you, dear brother. Now, Jürgen will leave this meeting to you.
现在Jürgen弟兄呢会开始跟我们讲道。
Well, thank you, Eric, and warmest greetings to all of you who are listening in China and those who are on site. Our greetings in the name of the Lord.
感谢大家，也感谢那些呢，就是说呢，在中国那个边听我们讲话的这样的人，就是说呢，我们也就是说求主呢赐福给我们所有的人。
It's a joy to be with you again.
是我的喜乐再次加入你们。
In our previous studies on the riches of the gospel, we have thought about some of the marvelous blessings that come to us through the gospel.
因为在我们前面的那场会议里讲到的就是福音的丰富丰富，所以呢，我们也知道福音呢给我们带来一些奇妙的这样的一些真理。
This time I would like to consider with you the another one of these wonderful blessings, and I want to think with you about the wonderful gift of eternal life.
所以这次呢，我们要跟大家讲的呢，另外一个呢，就非常奇妙的这样的一个真理，也要讲的，就是说呢，我们在永恒里所要得到的那样的永恒的恩赐。
One of the most remarkable things that Christ proclaimed was that he had the authority to give eternal life to people.
其中一个非常的神奇的事情，主耶稣基督宣称的是呢，他有这样的能力赐给人呢永恒的生命。
Has anyone in history ever dared to make such a claim?
在有史以来，没有任何人胆敢做出这样的宣称。
What was Jesus talking about when he said that he could give people eternal life?
主耶稣基督他说的，对那些人们所说的，他要赐给人们永恒的生命。
The Bible has much to say on the subject, and if we have time to look at them, there are 7 things I would like to point out.
那圣经呢已经讲了很多关于这样的一些事情，所以呢，我今天呢要指出那个七点关于永恒的生命。
Let's start looking at 2 verses in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 4.
我们来看看两节经文，在那个以弗所书的第四章的二节。
The Bible says this, but God, who is rich in mercy,Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
因为刚才讲错了，是以弗所书第二章的第四节、第五节。以弗所书第二章第四节说呢，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们的救是借着恩典。
So here's the first thing we need to know about eternal life.
这里呢是第一件我们要知道的呢，就是关于永恒的生命。
Eternal life is something that we need because without it, we are spiritually dead.
所以呢，永恒的生命呢是那些一种我们需要的东西，因为呢没有这样的永恒呢，就是永恒生命呢，我们在灵里是死的。
The verse we just read points out a problem that we have as human beings, and it is a rather serious one.
所以这个呢，首先呢，我们提到呢，就是说呢，作为人类神来说，我们所存在的相关的问题。
Ephesians 2:5 states that the person who does not belong to Christ is dead in trespasses.
以弗所书第二章第五节说呢，他指出呢，我们那些呢不在基督里面的人呢，我们在过去中呢已经死在过犯中了。
The people who do not know God are spiritually dead.
所以那些不认识神的人呢，他们的已经在灵里死了。
They have life in their body, life in their soul, but they are without spiritual life.
他们呢，身体呢是有生命的，他们的灵魂呢也是有生命的，但是他们在灵里却是没有生命的。
This is the tragic situation of every person without Christ.
所以这些呢，就是那些没有基督的那些人的他们一些悲剧的人生。
This is the human condition because of sin.
这就是人的那种状况，是因为有了罪。
People may look very much alive, but without Christ, they are spiritually dead.
所以呢，人呢，有可能呢，看起来呢，生命力很强，但是呢，如果没有基督的话呢，他们在灵里已经死了。
Human beings were created by God, were created for God, but when they live without God, they are said to be dead.
所以呢，人类呢，他是被造呢，是神造的，也是为了神造的。但是呢，人类没有神的话呢，他们在灵里是死的。
Jesus told a story in Luke chapter 15 of a lost son who left home and then finally came back to his father.
所以呢，主耶稣就是在路加福音第16章里呢，就是讲了一个故事，一个人呢，就是说离开了他的父亲以后，最终呢又回来了。
Speaking to his eldest son after his son's return, the father said, "Your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found."
然后呢，那个小儿子回来以后呢，他的父亲呢就跟那个大儿子说呢，你的那个小弟弟以前呢，从前是死的，他失丧了，但是呢，他现在被找回来了，又活了。
The lost son.Is described as dead.
所以呢，失丧的儿子呢是被描述为死的。
He had turned his back on his father and his home, leaving for a distant country.
所以呢，他需要回到那个他的父的家里，从一个遥远的国家。
He did not want his father in his life.
他呢也不想要他的父亲在他的人生里。
He did not communicate with him.
他也不与他交通。
He did not share his father's interests or life.
所以呢，他也不去，就是说把他人生的那些有趣的事跟他父亲分享。
And as far as his father was concerned, he was dead.
就是呢，从这种意义上来说呢，他的父亲认为他是死了。
Similarly, people who are spiritually dead, who have no love for God,and no interest in the things of God.
所以呢，就是同样的说呢，就是说那些人们呢，他们在他的生命里没有生命的，没有神的，他们的是在死的生命里面，他们对神的事情是没有任何兴趣。
We could say that the lost son came to life when he repented, returned home, and was reconciled with his father.
所以呢，我们可以说呢，这个失散的儿子呢，他呢又活了，活了，因为他从远处回来以后，回到他父的身边，带着悔改。
In a similar way, when people who have ignored God and have been spiritually dead repent and reconcile with God, they begin to live spiritually.
所以呢，同样的那一个人呢，他就说呢，拒绝呢神的时候呢，他是在灵里是死的。如果他回来以后呢，他悔改了，他和神呢重归于好以后呢，他的生命呢又活了。
Think for a moment of how an electric light bulb works.
所以呢，你想一下那个电灯是怎么工作的。
Well, if we buy a light bulb in the store,and bring it home and lay it on the table, it does not give off light.
所以你在如果在一个商店里买一个电灯泡回来，拿回来以后呢，你就只放在桌子上，那么这个电灯泡呢，它是不会发光的。
Even if the light bulb is in a room fully illuminated by electric light, it still will not glow. It's still dead.
因为就算呢，这个电灯呢，在一个就是说光亮的房间里，然后呢被光照亮，它仍然呢自己不会发光，它还是死的。
It may be an excellent light bulb, but on its own, it will never generate light.
所以呢，这有可能是一个非常的质量特别好的一个灯泡，但是呢，凭着它自己，它永远不会发光。
It will remain dead until it is connected to electrical current.
它一直呢就是处在死亡的状态，直到它呢和电流接上了。
When this happens and the electricity passes through the bulb, it becomes alive and shines with light.
这个里面呢就是从这个方面讲呢电流呢进到了那个灯泡里面是以后呢这个灯泡呢就是开始变活了开始发光了。
Just as light bulbs were designed and created to function with electricity, so human beings were made to be alive, connected to God.
这个呢，就像一个电灯泡，它设计的时候呢，就是要用一个电流来通过它发光。那么人呢，他被创造出来以后呢，也是要通过那个神，我们才能活。
Electricity is what makes light bulbs come alive and give light.
所以那个电流呢，是那些呢让电灯泡发光的，并且让它活了的。
The presence of God is what makes people come alive with spiritual life.
所以那个神的出现呢，那么就是说是让人呢变活了，变成了灵里的活物。
So eternal life.Is something that we need because without it, we are spiritually dead.
所以呢，属灵的生命呢，是一个我们所需要的。因为没有这样的属灵的生命呢，我们就是死的。
Secondly, eternal life is offered as a free gift.
所以呢，第二点呢，就是说呢，永恒的生命呢，是一个免费的恩赐。
And now I'd like to turn with you to John chapter 4 and read from verse 7.
现在大家翻到约翰福音第四章，我们要读一下第七节。
It says, A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink.
这时候有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，给我水喝。
For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food.
因为他的门徒们呢，进城买食物去了。
Then the woman of Samaria said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman, for Jews have no dealings with Samaritans?
第九节说，撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，那你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？因为犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
第十节说呢，耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
The woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water?
第十节说呢，妇人说，先生，你没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?
第十二节说，我们的父雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和他的孩子们并牲畜都喝，也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst, but the water that I give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
第四节说，人人喝我所给的水就永远不渴，我所给的水要在他里头成为源泉，直涌到永生。
In this conversation, the Lord Jesus compares eternal life to thirst-quenching water. Eternal life is like water that is satisfying and it quenches our thirst.
所以呢,永生呢,就像水一样呢,它呢,就是满足我们的饥渴的要求。
And Jesus tells us here that this living water is offered as a gift.
所以呢,主耶稣基督在这里说呢,这样的一个活水呢,是作为一个礼物,作为一个恩赐给你们的。
Eternal life cannot be bought, it cannot be earned, it is a gift that is freely offered to us in Christ.
这个里面呢,这个就是说呢,永生呢,你不可能去买,也不可能靠你自己去赚得,这个只有在主耶稣基督里面是白白的赐给你们。
There's another important verse that states this, and it's in Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
这个里面还有一个呢，就是一些经文呢，也是在解释这一点的，是在罗马书第六章的第23节里。
It says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
就是呢，因为罪的工价乃是死，但神的恩赐。
Notice the contrast in this verse. Sin pays a wage, but God gives a gift.
所以呢,这个里面呢,你看看这里面的对比。那么呢,罪呢,是带来死,但是神的恩赐呢,是给永生。
What is the difference between a wage and a gift?
所以呢,那个工资和礼物有什么区别呢?
A wage is something you earn.
所以工资是靠你去挣来的。A
gift is something you don't earn and you can't earn.
所以一个礼物呢,是一个什么东西,你不能靠你挣来的,你也是挣不来的。A
wage is something that you are given because you worked for it.
一个工资呢,是那些东西呢,就是给你的,因为你去工作。A
gift is something given to you for which you did nothing at all.
所以呢,一个礼物呢,是那些东西赐给你,是给你的,你什么也没做。The
wonderful thing is that this eternal life is a free gift that is granted to all those who come to Christ with faith and repentance.
因为这个奇妙的事情呢,就是这个永生呢,它是一个免费的礼物,礼物呢只有那些所有的在基督耶稣里悔改的人可以得到。Eternal
life is the greatest gift of all, and it is available without cost and without money.
因为这个永生呢是 最大的恩赐,最大的礼物,就是说呢,这个永生呢,你是不可能靠钱呢,靠资金呢,去买来的。Eternal
life is not given to those who do their best and who try hard to please God.
所以呢,永生呢,并不是赐给那些呢,把自己那一部分做得最好,试图呢,靠自己去取悦神的人。It
is only given to those who receive it as a gift by faith in Christ.
因为呢,他仅仅是赐给那些呢,就是呢,也借着信心在主耶稣基督你信的主的人。Here's
the third thing about eternal life.
这里我们讲到那个永生的第三点。Eternal
life is something we can possess in this life.
所以呢,那个就是永生呢,是
It's not something that begins when we get to heaven. It is something that is available to us in this life.
所以这个呢,它不是那样的一个东西呢,我们只有去到天堂才能得到的,是我们在今生呢,已经可以获得的东西。
Let's look at a couple of verses in the Gospel of John. First of all, chapter 5, verse 24.
所以呢,我们要在约翰福音里呢,看几节经文。首先呢,我们要看约翰福音第五章的第二十四节。
It says this, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
对你讲呢,我实实在在地告诉你们,那听我话,又信差我来者的就有永生,不至于定罪,是已经出死入生了。
Then chapter 6 of John and verse 47.
然后呢,我们来到约翰福音第六章的第47节。
It says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has eternal life.
这里说呢,我实实在在地告诉你们,信我的人有永生。
Many people think that eternal life is something that we will have when we die and go to heaven.
所以呢,很多人呢,认为呢,就是永生呢,是那样一个东西呢,就是在我们死了以后,我们去到天堂才能获得的。
But in these verses, Christ states that the person who believes in him has, present tense, eternal life.
在这些经文内呢,主耶稣基督他就说呢,那些信主耶稣基督的人呢,他是有,有是现在,是现在的状态,有永生。
He is not talking about something in the future. He is talking about something that we can possess in this life.
他呢,谈到的并不是说某些东西在将来的东西,而是谈到在今生呢,我们就可以拥有的东西。
The Bible makes it clear that eternal life is something we can receive and enjoy here and now on earth before we die and go to heaven.
永生呢,是那样一个东西呢,我们在这里,今生呢,我们可以获得,我们可以去享受,在我们死之前,去天堂之前,我们就可以得到的永生。
Eternal life is a present reality that begins not at the end of time, but when Christ comes into a person's life.
这个里面呢,就是永恒的生命呢,它是在今生这个时候呢,它并不是说是在以前什么时候或者将来什么时候东西,是当主耶稣基督来到某个人的生命里面的时候就已经有了。The
two verses we read here in John begin with the phrase, most assuredly, which emphasizes the certainty of this promise.
这个呢,在约翰福音这两节经文的都是开始说是实实在在的,这个呢,里面讲的那是非常实在的,确定的东西。
Eternal life is not an uncertain hope for the future, it is something we can most surely possess here and now.
所以呢,永生呢,并不是一些那些不确定的,我们在将来希望得到的东西,而是我们在今生呢,实实在在的,很确定的,可以拥有的东西。
Okay, here's the fourth thing that we can learn about eternal life.
所以呢,现在呢,我们有第四样东西,我们可以学到关于永生的。
Look again at the verse we just read. In John 7:47, Jesus said, he who believes in me has eternal life, has everlasting life.
因为我们来看看约翰福音呢,就是说,7章的第47节,就是说那些信我的人呢,他已经有永生了。Jesus
presented himself as the giver of eternal life.
所以呢,主耶稣基督呢,把他自己呈现为一个赐给永生的那样的人。
If we are to obtain this life, we must come to him.
所以呢,我们如果要得到这样的永生呢,我们必须去到他那里。
Now let's go to 1 John chapter 5.
我们来到约翰一书的第五章。
Verse 11 says, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
约翰一书第五章第十一节说呢,这见证就是神已经给我们永生,这永生呢也是在他儿子里面。
there is only one place where eternal life can be found, and that is in the person of God's Son.
所以呢，只有一个地方呢，你可以找到永生。那个地方呢，就是在我们的主耶稣基督神的儿子里面。
Verse 12 says, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life."
第十二节说呢，人有了这儿子，就有了生命；没有神的儿子，就没有生命。
Eternal life is found in a person.And that person is Christ.
所以呢，永生呢是在一个人里面能够找到的。这个人呢就是基督。
Eternal life is available only through Christ.
所以呢，永生呢只能是在基督里面可以获得。
Eternal life is not available as an isolated gift. It is something that we have when we have Christ.
所以这个呢，永生呢，并不是说一个隔离的一个东西，就是说呢，是那些呢，一个我们如果拥有了基督，我们就拥有永生。
To receive Christ into our life is to receive eternal life.
对，那如果你接纳主耶稣基督进入我们的生命呢，那就是你已经接受了这样的永生。
Let's say, for example, that I took some money and I placed it in a book.
所以呢，我们讲一个例子，我拿一点钱，我放在一个盒子里。
And then let's say that I gave that book to one of my friends as a gift.
我们就这么说呢，我们把那个盒子呢，给了我其中的一个朋友作为礼物。
We could then say that he who has the book has the money.
然后呢，你可以就这么说，谁拿了我那个盒子呢，就可以拥有盒子里面的钱。
He who doesn't have the book doesn't have the money.
谁呢，没有那个盒子呢，谁就没有钱。
That's what John is saying to us about eternal life.
这就是约翰呢，在跟我们讲的关于永生的。
Eternal life is in Christ.And he who has Christ has life.
所以呢，永生呢是在基督里面。那么谁拥有了基督呢，他就拥有永生。
He who doesn't have Christ doesn't have life.
没有基督的人呢，他就没有永生。
To have Christ is to come into the enjoyment of eternal life.
所以呢，你有那基督呢，你来到基督那那里呢，就是说呢，你去到一个地方去享受永生。
Eternal life is not about receiving something; it's about knowing someone.
所以呢，永生呢，并不是说是接受什么东西，而是认识某个人。
Eternal life is life in union with Christ.
所以呢，永生呢是在基督里面和基督联合在一起。
So when we are talking about eternal life, we are in fact talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们谈到了永生的时候呢，事实上呢，我们是在谈主耶稣基督。
Eternal life is none other than the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以呢，永生呢，除了主耶稣基督以外呢，没有任何人是的。
Look what it says in verse 13.
你看看第十三节是怎么说的。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
第十三节说，我将这些事情跟你们相信神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有了永生，也叫你们相信神儿子的名。
Can a person be sure that they have eternal life?
这一个人呢，他能够确定他有永生吗？
If a person truly believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, then there is something that person should know.
所以呢，如果一个人呢，他那个真正的相信了主耶稣基督的话呢，那么这个人呢，他应该知道一些什么事情。
What the believer in Christ should know is that he has eternal life.
所以呢，在基督里的信徒呢，他应该知道他有永生。
These things I've written to you, says John, that you may know that you have eternal life.
这些事呢, 写给你们呢, 就是约翰说的, 你可以知道你有永生。
So this is something that a believer should know, should not have doubts about.
这些呢, 就是一些信徒呢, 这些就是信徒应该知道, 应该不去怀疑的东西。
So we've seen several things about eternal life.
我们讲了几件关于永生的事情。
We need eternal life because without it, we are spiritually dead.
我们需要永生, 因为呢, 没有永生的话呢, 我们在灵里是死的。
Eternal life is a free gift.
永生呢, 是一个免费的礼物。
It is something we can possess in this life.
而是呢, 也是一件我们可以在今生可以拥有的东西。
And eternal life is found in Christ.
永生呢,
Number five, eternal life involves God imparting his life to us.
这个呢, 就是说呢, 第五点, 就是呢, 永生呢, 是神把, 祂的, 生命呢, 归到我们里面。
Now let's go to John chapter 3.
我们来看看约翰福音第三章。
Jesus answered in verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
第三节说呢，约翰福音第三章三节说，意思为他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus was talking to a man who was very religious and very righteous, but that was not enough.
所以主耶稣基督他谈话的对象呢, 是非常的宗教的, 非常的自义的这样的一个人, 但这些东西呢, 对他没有任何的帮助。
People need to be born again.
所以人呢, 需要重生。
Born again literally means to be born from above.
所以那个重生呢, 从字面上的意思呢, 是要从上而生。
It is not something we can activate on our own. It must be given to us by God.
所以呢, 这不是那样一个东西呢, 在我们自己, 通过我们自己可以启动的, 而必须是呢, 通过神呢, 赐予的。
It involves the Spirit of God imparting to us a new kind of life.
所以这个呢, 这个里面讲到的呢, 就是说神的圣灵呢, 要向我们里面呢, 归入一个新的生命。
It involves receiving into our spirit the very life of God.
所以这个里面呢, 就是说呢, 也在我们的人生中呢, 通过神的圣灵呢, 展现神的生命。
The new birth is not simply a ticket to heaven. It is getting the life of God back into man so that our life here on earth will be what God wants it to be.
这个呢，就是说呢，你永重生呢，并不是说去得到一个去天堂的一张票，而是说呢，我们从神那里拿回神赐给我们的生命，这样我们可以用这个生命在地球上呢，活出神要我们活出的样子。
Let's go to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9.
我们来到那个约翰一书的第三章的第九节。
The Bible says, Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he has been born of God.
约翰一书三章第九节说，凡从神生的，就不犯罪，因神的种子住在他里面，他也不能犯罪，因为他是从神生的。
Here the Bible gives us a remarkable explanation of the new birth.
这里呢，圣经呢，给出了我们一个就是令人印象深刻的一个新生。
It says that when someone is born of God, God's seed remains in him.
这里讲的呢，如果有些人呢是从神生的， 那么神的种子呢，就住在他里面。
The word seed is the same word used for the sperm of a human father.
这个种子呢，就是它的这个词呢，其实从这个意义上讲呢，就是说是从它的那个父那里来的。
This is the word that refers to the process of conception when a new human life begins in the womb.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，这个词呢，它跟那个就是一个人的生命的进程，就是当一个人在那个子宫里形成的时候的一个意思。
Procreation happens when a father imparts his life to a new son or daughter.
这里面呢，就是讲到的是那一个过程，一个父亲呢，把他的生命呢，就是说放到一个他的新的儿子或者女儿里面。The
believer is someone to whom God has imparted his life.
所以呢，一个信徒呢，他是那些人呢，神呢，在他里面。God
imparts his own spiritual life to him, just as a human father imparts his own physical life to his child.
神呢，把他的一个新的生命呢，输入到这样一个人的里面，就像在人类父亲呢，把他的生命呢，输入到一个新的生命里面是一样的。
A believer is someone who has been born of God and has this seed of God within him.
在这个里面呢，就是说呢，一个信徒呢，他是从神而生的。那么在他身上里面呢，有神的种子。He
has the nature of God within him.
所以他有神的自然属性在他里面。This
is the remarkable miracle that takes place when a person places their faith in Christ.
所以这是一个就是令人印象深刻的一件事情呢，发生了。当一个人呢把他的信心呢放在基督里的时候。Human
lives are the result of God's work of creation.
所以人的生命呢，是因为神的创造的结果。But
the new birth is the result of God's work of procreation.
所以呢，就是说呢，但是一个新的生命呢，就是说是啊，神的他做的一个挽回祭。The
new birth happens when a person is born of God.
所以呢，一个人呢，从那个就是神，一个人从神出生以后呢，就是一个新的生命就诞生了。Now
here's a question.
现在有一个问题。What
is the difference between creating and procreating?
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，创造和一个再创造是什么意思呢？
To create has to do with building or making something with our hands using materials such as wood or metal or stone.
所以这个里面呢，你要去创造一个东西呢，就是说呢，必须你先用一些材料，用我们的手，就像说是去，好比说你要用那个木头啊，用那个金属啊，用其他的东西呢，你要去建造创造一个东西。To
procreate is the biological process of reproduction. To procreate is to father children.
所以呢，这个一个生命再生呢，他讲的意思呢，就是说是通过一个生物的一个过程，就像要通过父母这样的一个再生的一个过程。We
can create objects, a chair, a table, or a picture.
所以呢，我们可以去创造一些东西，就是说像桌子啊，那个椅子啊，或者是一个一幅画呀。
But when we procreate, the result is not an object. It is a person, a son or a daughter.
但是呢，我们要去那个再生的时候呢，这里呢，它不是个物体，就像呢，它再生出来的呢，是一个儿子或者说一个女儿。It
is a child to whom we have transmitted our own life, our genetics, our DNA.
所以呢，就是一个孩子呢，就是说呢，他是通过那个传输呢，一个同样的一个生命，就像是我们的基因，我们的 DNA 是遗传下来了。
There are two types of life that the Bible talks about.
所以这里谈到了两种生命。
There is biological life, the one we inherit from our parents, which the Greeks described with the word bios.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，就是一个生物的生命。这个生物的生命呢，实际上就是从我们的父母里面寄出来的。这里面呢，继承下来这一个那个，就是说是希腊词的，它的意思呢，就是说在我们里面。
And there's another kind of life that only God can give us. And here the Greeks use the word zoe.
所以呢，这个呢，还有另外一个生命呢，只有那个神可以给我们。这里那个就是希腊词呢，称之为zoe。
When we were born, we received bios, but we do not have zoe, spiritual life, eternal life.
因为当我们呢出生的时候呢，其实上呢，我们里面呢就有一个的 bios 就在我们里面。那么我们呢没有一个就是 zoe， 这个是来属灵的生命。
We received from our parents a certain kind of life, but the highest, richest life called zoe is something that only God can give to us.
所以呢，我们就是呢，出生以后呢，就是我们的父母呢，给了我们这样一个就是普通的这样的一个生命。那么说呢，那种称之为 zoe 的这样一个生命呢，只有神是可以赐给我们的。
One writer has suggested that the difference between bios and zoe is like the difference between a statue and a living person.
所以呢，其中的有些人说呢，这个就是 bios 和 zoe， 它那两种生命的区别呢，就像是一个雕像和一个活人之间的区别。
One of the famous statues in the world is the statue of David, made by Michelangelo in Italy.
所以呢，就是呢，其中世界上最著名的一个雕像呢，就是大卫王的雕像，它是由米开朗基罗所雕刻的。
Someone could see that statue and say, "Look, there's David."
所以有些人看到那个雕像呢，他们说：“看，这是大卫王。”
The statue looks like David, but it is not alive. It is made of stone.
所以那个雕像呢，它看起来呢像是大卫，但是呢，它却不是活的，是个石头雕刻。
But it would be another thing very different to see David himself walking, talking, and moving among us.
所以呢，如果说呢，大卫王呢，他能够和我们说话，在我们中间行走，在我们中间呢，就是活动，那么这个事情呢，看起来就完全不一样了。
The statue is like bios, but the living, walking, active David would be like Zoe.
那个雕像呢，就是大卫的雕像呢，就像一个 bios。那么说呢，那个如果一个可以动的这样的一个大卫王呢，就像一个 Zoe。
It's one thing for a sculptor to grab a chisel and a block of marble and craft a statue.
所以这个呢，其中呢，对一个雕塑家来说呢，他找到一块大理石，然后找到一块大理石，然后去把它塑造，去雕刻。
It could be a magnificent statue, a work of art that everyone admires.
所以这可能是一个呢，就是说非常的，就是杰出的一个艺术品，一个雕像，每个人呢都崇敬的一个雕像。
But that statue is simply something created by the artist.
但是那个呢，就是那个雕像呢，却是被一个艺术家所创造的。
But something very different takes place if that artist procreates a son.
所以呢，有些东西呢，那如果说一个那个雕塑家呢，他能够通过这个再生一个儿子，那就是另外一回事。
Now we have a human being who lives and walks and talks.
所以呢，我们现在有人类，他们是活着的，他们是行走的，他们是在说话的。
Now we have someone who not only looks like the artist, but someone who has the same life as the artist.
那现在呢，我们有这样的一些人，那么他们不仅仅是说看起来像那个艺术家，他同样呢获得了从那个艺术家来的生命。
The writer that I mentioned suggests that we are all like statues in a factory.
所以呢，在前面我也提到呢，我们所有的人从前呢都像是在工厂里的雕像。
The world is like a large workshop full of many statues.
比如整个世界呢就像一个大的工厂，里面呢到处都是这样的雕像。
But there's a rumor going around the factory that some statues are coming to life.
但是呢，那你呢开始呢在传，相传呢就是说有些那个在工厂里的雕像呢变活了。
In addition to having bios, some are receiving zoe, the real life.
所以呢，就是取代取而代之那些只有 bios 的那样的人呢，从前有些人呢，他们接收到了 zoach, 这是真正的生命。
And those who receive Zoe are those who receive Christ.
那些呢接受 Zoe 的人呢，他们其实呢也就接受基督。
And maybe you are one of them.
你可能就是其中的一个。
So eternal life is about God imparting His own life to us.
所以呢，就是永恒的生命呢，是神呢把他自己的生命呢输入到我们里面。
So we've seen that eternal life is something that we need because without it, we are spiritually dead.
所以我们知道呢，就是永生呢是那个我们所必须的东西，因为没有永生呢，我们是在灵里是死的。
Eternal life is a free gift.
所以永生呢是个免费的恩赐。
It is something we can possess in this life.
这也是那样一个东西，今生我们就可以拥有的。
It is found in Christ.
这个只能在基督里找到。
And it involves God imparting His life to us.
这里涉及到呢，神呢，把他的生命呢，输入到我们里面。
Now here's another important truth about eternal life.
现在呢，我们有另外一个呢，就是重要的东西，关于永生的。
Eternal life involves coming into close fellowship with God.
所以呢，永生呢，它涉及到呢，你要来到这里和神呢有亲密的关系。
Jesus often spoke of eternal life in the book of John, but there's one verse where he clearly defines it, and it is in John chapter 17.
所以呢，那个主耶稣基督通常呢会在约翰福音里呢讲到永生。那么说呢，其中有一节经文，主耶稣基督讲得非常清楚的关于永生，是在约翰福音的第十七章里面。
John 17:3 says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
所以这里面呢，约翰福音第十七章第三节说呢，认识你独一的真神和你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Here Christ gives us a straightforward definition of eternal life.
所以这里呢，主耶稣基督给我们呢，就是给永生做出了一个非常直白的定义。
Eternal life involves knowing God.
所以呢，永生呢，它涉及到你要去认识神。
The word to know in the Bible is used to describe the intimacy between a man and his wife.
所以呢，就是去认识呢，在圣经里呢，通常呢是表现出，就在圣经里通常说明是丈夫和妻子之间的这样一个关系。
It involves more than being acquainted with God. It involves close fellowship with Him.
所以这个里面的在跟神来说呢，这里涉及到呢，就是说更广泛的东西，就是说涉及到你要跟神呢有亲密的关系。
But notice the verse doesn't simply talk about God. It talks about God and his son, Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你要注意到呢，这节经文呢不仅仅是谈到神，同样呢，他谈到了神的儿子耶稣基督。
This is very significant.
这是非常重要。
The relationship between the Father and the Son is a prominent truth found in the Gospel of John.
对，那这个呢，就是说呢，在父和子之间的那个关系呢，在就是在圣经里，在那个约翰福音里是讲到，那是非常重要的一个关系。
The whole book of John revolves around this great truth.
所以呢，整个的约翰福音呢，都涉及到这样的真理。
The love that flows between the Father and his Son is the underlying theme that runs through John's Gospel.
并呢，就是说，在父和他的爱子之间的爱这样的流淌，是在整个约翰福音里面的一个非常重要的事件。
As a matter of fact, according to one theologian, nothing shines more radiantly in the New Testament than the eternal love of the Father for his Son.
这个里面呢，从另一个方面说，从神学家讲呢，就是在整个的里面的约翰福音里面，在没有一个事情比那个父对他的子的永恒的爱更有那个闪光。
The Father loved his Son from before the foundation of the world.
父爱他的子呢，是在创世之初。
The Father and the Son live in a marvelous interchange of love and affection.
对这个里面的父和那个子之间呢，他们之间呢有很深刻的爱和很深厚的感情。
The Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father, and they share everything in the fellowship of the Spirit.
对于这个父爱子，子也爱父，他们在那个就是说那个邻里的这样的交往呢，他们分享一切。
Here is belovedness and togetherness of profound intensity.
这里面呢，就是他们互相爱，他们互相的那个在一起，他们互相的联系，那永恒的一切。
The Son lives in the delight of his Father's warm embrace.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说呢，子呢，在他父亲里面呢，他的也就是这样的一个永恒的爱和永恒的恩典里面一起。
This is a relationship of indescribable beauty and splendor.
所以这个呢，是这样一个，就是说呢，你描述不出来的这样的荣光和荣美。
This is who God is.
这就是神是神。
This is the wonderful reality that is found at the center of the universe.
这就是一个事实，那在那个宇宙的整个中心里面是能够找到的。
So what is the Bible talking about when it says that eternal life is found in knowing the Father and the Son?
所以呢，这个圣经里在这里谈到这个时候呢，说永生呢是在子和那个父里找到，这个是什么意思呢？
Eternal life means to be caught up in the passionate, unstoppable love that flows between the Father and his beloved Son.
所以呢，永生呢，就是你被抓到那样一个地方呢，就是说是到那个在神的和他的父和子之间对你的那个永恒的、不停的这种爱里面去。
One writer put it like this: Eternal life consists in sharing in the gracious overflow of the Father's eternal love for his Son in the Spirit.
所以这个里面呢，其中有一个人呢，把这个描述成呢永生呢，就是说呢，你去分享，分享呢，就是那个父和子对你的爱，在那个永恒里面不断的，就是那恩典的流淌的，在你的身上。
It turns out that eternal life is more wonderful than we ever dreamed.
所以呢，就是这里呢说明呢，就是永生呢是他那个美妙到一个如此的，就是比我们梦想的更加美妙。
It brings us into the circle of eternal joy and love.
比如这个呢，把我们带到那个永恒的，就是爱和喜乐的那个圈子里面。
And we cannot conceive of anything more wonderful than that.
你肯定想不出来有任何的事情比这个更奇妙。
Eternal life is about a relationship with the source of love and life.
永生呢，就是说是一个关系呢，就是你牵扯到一个永恒的爱，他赐给生命的那一位。
Someone said that eternal life is not to go somewhere after death. It is to know a person in order to live.
所以呢，有些人说呢，永生呢，并不是说死了以后去碰到，去到一个什么地方，而且呢，是你去找到某一个人，而且和他永远生活在一起。
Eternal life is life with God, in God, and with God.
所以呢，永生呢，是一个生命呢，就是是在和神在一起，它是在神里面，是神的。
It is life in fellowship with the God of love.
所以呢，这是一个生命呢，就是说和那个爱的神之间的一个亲密的关系。
Okay, we've seen several things about eternal life, and let me mention one more.
所以呢，现在呢，我们讲到了几件关于永生的这样的一个事情，那么我们再提一件。
Here's the last point. Eternal life begins here and goes on forever.
所以呢，这里呢，就说永生呢，是我们从这里就开始了，然后呢，一直持续到永恒。
At the beginning of our study, we read Ephesians 2:5 that as believers, we have been made alive together with Christ.
因为在我们今天学习开始的时候呢，我们学到了以所书第二章第五节说呢，这个是我们有一个新的生命开始和基督在一起。
Now notice what the next verse says in Ephesians 2:6.
所以我们来注意一下，就是以所书第二章的第六节，它是怎么说的。
No, verse 7, it says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
这里讲的呢是在第七节里的，第七节呢说要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在耶稣基督里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。
Eternal life is not interrupted by death.
所以呢，永生呢，它并不会被死亡打断。
For the believer, death means stepping into the fullness of life.
所以呢，对信徒来说呢，死亡呢，意味着呢，你已经进入了整个的生命。
It means going through the shadows into a place of light and glory.
所以这里意味着呢，你经过一个阴暗的地方呢，然后进到一个就是说是有那个永恒的亮光和荣耀的地方。
Eternal life will last forever and ever, and it will keep getting better.
所以呢，永生呢会持续到永永远远，会而且会越来越好。
This verse says that heaven involves an ongoing and never-ending display of God's grace.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，他讲到的呢，我们是就是在他耶稣基督里面向我们所施的那样的恩赐。
The Bible here speaks of ages to come. It's plural. One age after another, they keep coming, and it's forever.
因为这个里面的圣经的，他用到的呢，就是说那将要来的那个时代，世世代代。这个里面呢，其实是个复数，不是他既啊，他就表明说从一个时代到另一个时代，永永远远重复。
It's not one flash of excitement followed by an eternity of boredom.
这个里面的并不是说是就是差一瞬间的那样的一个闪光，然后在永恒里面的一点点。
It will be like waves crashing incessantly on the shore, one after another.
这个里面就像那个海浪，它拍着岸边一样，一波一波的浪接踵而来。
Like waves on a beach, each one bringing new unfolding of divine goodness and grace.
这个呢，就是就像那个海浪冲到沙滩是一样的，每一个波浪呢，把沙滩呢就是重新塑造回一个更好的永恒的这样的恩典的和这样的荣光。
They will keep coming, an ever-increasing display of divine kindness that intensifies as time goes by.
所以呢，这个里面呢，它就会一直持续的接踵而来，就让来这样的呢，就是给我们显示那个神圣的永恒的神的慈爱和那种不间断的神的恩典。
Throughout the eternal ages of eternity, there will be an endless overflow of joy.
那就是我们来到了那个永恒的时候呢，那里有一个无穷无尽的喜乐。
Our level of joy will rise higher and higher.
我们的爱和喜乐呢，会越来越高，越来越高。
It will not diminish, it will continue to increase and expand forever.
它不会那个消减，它会那不断的膨胀，不断的增长，而且会永远的膨胀下去。
This overflow of grace and joy is never going to end.
所以这些一个就是流淌出来的恩典和那个喜乐呢，永远不会终结，它会持续。
Our joy in God will widen and deepen and extend more and more.
所以呢，我们在神里的那样的喜乐呢，会不断的增长，而且不断的扩张，变得越来越多。
So we've seen several things about eternal life.
现在我们看到了几件关于永生的事情。
Someone pointed out rather bluntly that Jesus did not come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive.
有些人呢，他这样去说，主耶稣的来呢，他并不是说要把坏人变好，而是把死人变活。
Jesus did not come to this world to tell us to stop sinning and to live better lives. He came to raise the dead.
对主耶稣的呢，就是他来到这个世界，并不是要告诉我们停止犯罪，去活一个更好的人生。他要让我们重新呢重生。He
came to give life to those who are spiritually dead, and that's all of us.
所以呢，他来到这里呢，就是给那些在灵里死了的人，赐给他们永生。在灵里死了的，就是我们所有的人。
One more verse, and that's John chapter 3 and verse 36.
再讲一句经文，那是约翰福音第三章的第36节。
Jesus said, He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
主意思就是说，那信子的人有永生，不信子的人必不得见生命。神的震怒就住在他身上。Believing
in Christ gives us eternal life, but there's a warning here for those who choose not to believe in Him.
所以这个里面呢，相信主耶稣基督的话呢，你就有永生。但是呢，这里有一个警告，警告对那些呢说不信主耶稣基督的人，神的震怒在他们身上。
He who refuses to believe in the Son will not see life.
所以那些呢，拒绝呢，去接受神的儿子的人呢，他们不得见生命。
Eternal life, what awaits that person is the judgment of God, and that is a very serious matter.
因为永生呢，并不在那样的人身上，在那样的人身上呢，就是说是神的审判，这是一个非常严重的事情。
Let me finish with a short story.
所以我给大家讲一个简单的故事结尾。
There was a boy who had a grandfather who always knew how to answer his questions.
有一个那个孩子呢，他有一个爷爷，就是一个祖父呢，他总是知道怎么去回答他的问题。
One day he found a little baby bird and he said, I'm going to play a trick on my grandfather.
所以当他看到一个婴儿出生的时候呢，他这个时候呢，我要给我的那个祖父设一个陷阱。
I'm going to hold a little bird in my hand behind my back and I will ask my grandfather if it's alive or if it's dead.
因为刚才讲的是一个小鸟啊，他说他把那个小鸟呢捏到他的手里，放在他的背后，然后呢问他的祖父说呢，你猜我这个小鸟是死的还是活的？
If my grandfather says that it's dead, I will show him that it's alive.
但是呢，如果我的那个祖父说呢，他是死的，那么我会把活的鸟给他看。
If my grandfather says it's alive, I will squeeze it really hard and kill it and show him that it's dead.
所以呢，我的祖父如果说这个鸟是活的呢，我会用力去掐这个鸟，直到把它掐死，然后再给他看，说这是个死鸟。
Either way, my grandfather will be wrong.
所以呢，不管怎么说，他的祖父一定是错。
So he went to his grandfather, holding the bird behind his back, and said, "Granddad, I've got a bird. Is it alive or is it dead?"
然后呢，他把那个鸟呢，小鸟就放在他的手里，放在他背后，来到他的祖父那里。他说：“祖父，你看看我手上有一只鸟，它是活的还是死的？”
The grandfather looked at the boy, and he said, "Son, you decide."
然后那个祖父说呢，就跟他说：“啊，孙儿，你来决定他是死是活。”
And he was right.
所以呢，因为他是对的。
And so the question comes to us, what will it be for you? Will it be eternal life or eternal death?
所以呢，现在的问题呢，临到我们身上。那么你必须做出决定，是永生呢，还是永死？
You decide.
你决定。
The choice to believe or not to believe in Christ is the solemn decision that we all need to make.
所以呢，就是呢，你那个选择，你那个决定去信主耶稣或者不信主耶稣，这是我们要做出的一个确定的很重要的决定。
Eternal life is offered to us if we will commit our life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，永生是提供给我们的，如果我们呢，去相信主耶稣基督。
The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved.
所以圣经说呢，信主耶稣基督，你必得救。
Okay, may the Lord bless his word to us today.
所以呢，就是愿主呢赐福给我们，通过他的话，今天。
I think we have a little bit of time left. If there are any questions, we could try to answer them.
所以呢，如果我们还有一点点时间呢，剩下，那么说呢，如果大家有任何的问题，这里我可以回答的。You're muted, Eric. Are you going to talk?
Sorry. Could you come and speak close to the mic? Yeah.
你走进来看一下，走进到那个麦克风那里来，这样呢，我们就可以听得清楚你说话。
我想问一下，对我们基督徒来说，得永生以后就是死后进入天堂，进入天堂是因果关系吗？ 就是说得永生进天堂是唯一的路径吗？
你说得永生进天堂，
他俩是因果关系吗？嗯，
I think his question is for the believers, what's the relation, relationship between the eternal life and going to heaven, to go to heaven? So it's because we got eternal life, then we will go to heaven, or because we will go to heaven, then we got eternal life.
I understand the relationship between heaven and eternal life. That's the way I understand it. Jürgen, you were going to speak.
Okay. Yes, I pointed out that eternal life is something that starts here when we receive Christ.
他刚才其实已经讲到了，就是说呢，当我们接受基督的时候呢，我们的永生在这里已经开始了。
We will experience eternal life in its fullness when we get to heaven.
所以呢，当我们去到了天堂的以后呢，我们就在永生的生命呢就得到完整。
There we will be free from sin, and all the influences of sin will be gone.
所以呢，在那里呢，我们就没有罪，所有罪对我们的影响呢，都已经去掉了。
The Bible says that we will be glorified.
圣经说呢，我们会得荣耀。
And we will experience eternal life in a deeper, richer way than we can now.
所以呢，我们会去经历那样的永生呢，就以一种更深刻的。更奇妙的方式在天堂里。
One verse in the Bible describes going to heaven as being overtaken by life.
因为在圣经里有一个就是描述，就是永生的，就是我们已经呢就是胜过了这个生命。
So it starts here, but heaven will be the full experience of that life in all its richness.
因为这个呢，我们的永生呢是从这里开始，但是天堂里呢，我们会得到完整和圆满。
A little bit further, Jürgen, I'd like you to explore for us. You have pointed out very clearly the fact that we have.Eternal life is the life that we get now when we believe.
所以呢，这里呢，他有一件事情呢，他要稍微的扩展一下，因为其实呢，Jürgen 呢刚才已经跟我们讲了，就是永生呢，是我们在这里，就是说我们相信的时候，我们已经获得了的。
And that life is the person of Christ, and we are born again.And that life then is imparted to us that moment we trust Christ.
因为这个里面呢，其实呢，就是当我们重生以后呢，当我们在基督里呢，我们得到了这样的一个生命，那么的基督的生命呢，已经归入到我们里面了。
But, and when we get to heaven, that life isn't going to change. It's the same life.
因为当我们去到天堂了以后呢，这个生命呢，它不会改变，它其实是同样的生命。
However, in a practical sense, I don't believe that we always, enjoy that eternal life the way we will when we're completely changed into His image.
因为这个呢，从实践的观点去讲呢，就是我们并不总是去享受这个，就是现在我们得到的这个永生，直到呢，我们完完全全的改变了我们的生命，直到天堂的时候。
So Jürgen, if we might, maybe if you could expand perhaps a little bit upon the life now, the eternal life at the moment, and how we might experience that joy that we should, that is available to us now.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，他让约伯呢，他是不是能够把这个稍微扩展的讲一下？因为其实呢，现在呢，就是说，就算是现在我们怎么样，就是说是到将来的时候，我们去了天堂上，我们能够更好的去欣赏这样的、享受这样的生命。
The other morning when I woke up very early, I heard a bird singing outside our window.
今天早上呢，我醒得很早，醒得很早呢，我在我家里的窗户的外面呢，听到一只小鸟在歌唱。
And I thought, what is it that makes birds sing?
我就说呢，什么让这个小鸟歌唱？
I'm not sure. It's perhaps just the way God made them.
所以呢，我不是很确定，因为可能是神就是把它造成那样的一个样子。
But we have great reason to sing.
但是我们有更大的理由，更伟大的理由去歌唱。
And we have been thinking about the riches of the gospel and the blessings that we have in Christ.
所以呢，我们会一直想到呢，福音的丰丰富富和在我们的主耶稣基督里的丰富的赐福。
So we have great cause to be joyful, although very often the afflictions of this life dampen our joy.
所以呢，其实我们也有很多的理由我们要去喜乐，但是呢，今生的苦难呢，通常呢，就是让我们这样的喜乐呢去减弱。
I'd like to just read a couple of verses in Romans chapter 8.
我们要来读一下呢，在罗马书八章的几节经文。
In verse 20, it says, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope."
第二十节说呢，因为受造之物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那位同样在盼望中胜服的。
Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
而且因为受造之物也要得以脱离败坏的奴役，进入神儿女荣耀的自由。
For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now.
因为我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息痛苦直到如今。
Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
第二三节说不但他们这是我们这有圣灵初熟果子的也是自己心里叹息等候得着儿子的名分及我们的身体得赎。
So the curse of sin upon the world causes creation to groan and it causes us to groan.
因为这个呢就是罪的诅咒在地球上呢，它引起了这个被造物的叹息痛苦，也引起了我们的叹息和痛苦。
But we have a hope. It's the hope that there will be a redemption, a freedom from all of the things that weigh us down, and we will come into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
这个里面呢，就是呢，我们这里呢，就是有一个盼望。我们有这样的盼望呢，就是说呢，最终呢，我们要得以脱离那败坏的奴役辖制，进入神儿女荣耀的自由。
So there's a joy that we can have now, but there's a fullness of joy that will happen then when we come into all of the full experience of what Christ has done for us.
这个呢，就是我们现在应该拥有的喜乐，但是我们将来呢，会进入那种完美的所有的，就是说主耶稣基督已经为我们所做的，要我们在永恒里得到的那样的喜乐。
Okay, I hope that is helpful.
希望这个呢，对大家有帮助。
And promises too that are made in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4. John gives one of the reasons that he wrote his letter to the Christians.
这个呢，其实呢，在约翰一书的第一章的第四节里呢，其实这里呢。给我们有一个应许，那么约翰他写这封信的事情呢，就是要告诉我们所拥有的东西。
And these things we write to you, that your joy might be full.
也是我将这些事写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Even though we may groan in the bodies.In our right and now, there are many burdens that we bear, the world and all its oppressions.
也就算是说，现在我们在就是我们的人生里有叹息，是我们因为我们所有的重担，还有就是说整个世界给我们的压迫。
Yet the Christian.Has a joy within it that's not just happiness. It's not something that necessarily is displayed, but inside, in our spirits, we have that joy unspeakable and full of glory.
在这个里面呢，就是我们基督徒呢，在我们的里面呢，有这样的喜乐。喜乐呢，就是说这是个喜乐，是说不出来的。充满荣耀的喜乐，它并不是总是体现在我们外在的高兴和幸福，其实它是在里面的，让我们有那样的就是永恒的荣耀的喜乐，看不见的描述不出来的。
And how could we not have that joy? Because we know the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He's our Father.
因为我们怎么可能呢？不会有那样的喜乐呢？因为我们知道我们的父是我们的造物主。
We mustn't let this world rob us of our joy that we have in our Lord.
我们呢不应该让这个世界呢抢走了我们在我们的主耶稣基督里的喜乐。
But what our brother has been bringing forth.Tonight is a future look when there will be no restrictions on that joy. It'll be released. And what will it be in those ages to come?
这个呢，就是我们的弟兄今天给我们带来的描述呢，是在永恒里面的。那永恒里面的呢，它不会有任何的限制呢。那么说呢，我们那个年代的到来的时候呢，我们里面的整个的喜乐才会被完全的释放出来。
Thank you, brother, for that far-sighted message of eternal life.
所以呢，感谢我们的弟兄给我们讲的这个，就是看得很远的这样的一个有属灵的生命的这样的事情。
Please close us with a word of prayer.
Yes, let's thank the Lord. Heavenly Father, how we thank you for the wonder of the gospel.
所以呢，父啊，我们是多么的感谢你，感谢您的这个福音的奇妙。
We thank you for the Christ who came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly.
所以感谢呢，基督他来了，这样呢，我们就有可以有生命，可以有丰丰富富的生命。
We thank you that he gave his life for us. He tasted death. So that we would have eternal life.
真的感谢您呢，他呢赐给我们生命，然后呢他尝到了死亡的滋味，所以呢这样呢我们可以拥有生命。
Teach us to live in the joy of what we have in Christ.
也求您教导我们呢，就是我们活出呢在基督里的喜乐。
We thank you for these wonderful truths that we have considered this evening.
因为感谢您呢，在今天晚上呢，我们可以学到这样的一些奇妙的真理。
Bless your word to each heart, we pray.
所以呢，求着您通过您的话呢，赐福给我们每一个人的内心，我们祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.